This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the world. Welcome to our world, your world. Our world is self-contained. The DJV show on the air with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Vera Schillen, and the Dougster. So, Jennifer, you'd like to take the tradition one step higher with another great, big, beautiful story that'll make us feel like this is a wonderful world today. This is the greatest of all places to be.
Well, I can take the segue. Okay. This is probably the country with the best election system on the planet. How about that?
I think probably right.
All right.
As flawed as it is.
This pool for 2020 is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So I thought it'd be fun to kind of go through a few of the new names that have sort of stomped their way into the pool. One of them, let's start with some coffee, right? Howard Schultz is the former CEO of Starbucks.
People say, huh?
And I know. The name sounds familiar. You go, Howard Schultz. I think Peanuts. No, different Schultz. That's Charles. Ex-Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz said that he would like to run for president. He thinks that the direction of the country is not going in the right way, and he thinks he could fix it. Now, what's unique about Howard Schultz is that he wants to run as a third-party candidate. He wants to run as an independent. So put him in line with Jill Stein, maybe Ralph Nader, maybe Ross Perot. Remember that? Ross Perot was seen
Michael
as a spoiler.
Bloomberg.
Yeah. Ross Perot was seen as a spoiler for, well, Michael Bloomberg's going to run as a Democrat, though, if he runs for president this time around.
Oh, I didn't know
he's not running as an independent.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know.
He's
thought
done
he was
gonna... with that. He likes the Democratic Party now. He tried them all on. So he's a Democrat. So this would be probably the independent candidate with the most push behind him. Clearly, he's got a lot of money. He could use the Starbucks brand to kind of sell his story. But Ross Perot was seen as kind of a spoiler for George H.W. Bush running against Bill Clinton, if you remember that so many years ago. Jill Stein was seen by many as a spoiler for Hillary Clinton, taking just enough of the vote to kind of mess with Hillary Clinton.
Maybe.
Now, none of them won. None of them even became really serious contenders. Maybe Ross Perot, the most serious on that list. But Howard Schultz is a billionaire, and he feels that he could be the answer to American politics. He sat on 60 Minutes on Sunday night and said that he'd run as an independent. Many Democrats have come out and said, don't do this. They feel like he would be stripping votes away from a serious contender on the Democratic side. So he's in thinking about making it official. He's not officially in, but he's doing his exploratory committee, which they all do. Also making some noise, Bernie Sanders over the weekend says, yes, of course, I'm doing it again. So Bernie Sanders will be running again in 2020. His official announcement will be coming in the next few days. Then the rumors started rumbling about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton has told her confidants that she thinks she could win again, given the indictments and the Mueller investigation surrounding President Trump. And while many people in the Democratic Party are urging her not to run, she is seriously considering getting back in the game again. So now you have Hillary Clinton on the list. Kamala Harris. See, that's the reaction. This was the girl. I don't know. Everybody's going, ugh.
It's
now
just
Hillary,
because,
no.
You know what? It's really not even about her. It's just, I don't want to go through another election between Trump and Hillary. It was ugly. I don't know. I think I just find the whole thing exhausting, and I think Hillary needs to just step aside now. And I don't think that that's going to help anybody, you know, if she's back and running.
Say that about Bernie, half of them.
Bernie should also sit down. Like, it's time for new blood. It's the same old tired list. Elizabeth Warren, it's all the same people. It's just, I don't know. It's
I'm going to throw one out. Washington leads to that. The culture of Washington encourages.
Well, it's also about ego. Anytime you think you can run for president and win, you've got a very big ego. That's on both sides of the aisle. That's just a true statement. When you think you're the one that can solve the world's problems, you've got kind of an ego. And with Hillary Clinton, I think she is desperate to become the first woman president. I think she thought that was her destiny, and I don't think she's done fighting for that yet. Now, another person in our last one here in our little mini roundup of the 2020 candidates is Kamala Harris. Of all of these, she's the one that's actually declared. She kicked off her rally in California on Sunday. And she drew a big crowd, bigger crowd than Obama did when he launched his White House run. 20,000 people in the crowd, allegedly, according to media reports. I wasn't there, but it seemed like a lot of people. Thousands more in lines for overflow, according to people who were there. They say that Kamala Harris is bringing some excitement back to the Democratic Party. Now, over the weekend, Willie Brown, the former mayor of San Francisco, came out and said, yeah, when I was married, I had an affair with Kamala Harris. And yeah, I may have given her an appointment, but what difference does that make? So
this day and age,
I don't think it does either, but I think it's interesting. More speculation around him than her. She was a young, up-and-coming prosecutor, and he was the mayor of San Francisco, and I think the rumor mill was always churning that he had a thing for Kamala, and he pretty much confirmed it over this past weekend. I would say this, for every bit of me, I think that the Democratic Party is going to push behind Kamala Harris, and I think that that will mean Joe Biden will not jump into the race. I think Joe Biden has the best chance to beat Trump. I think he has definite weak spots because he could be tied to Obama, and the reason people voted for Trump in many cases is because they were tired of the regulations that came with the Obama administration, so there is some weakness to Joe Biden, but of the list of candidates, I think he has the best shot. I think that the Democratic Party is going to try to talk him out of running because Kamala, I think, seems to be getting the most push from the Democratic Party, from the committee.
Who has the job of telling these people, don't run? Who does?
Tom Perez is the head of the party, so.
Yeah, really.
I think, obviously, these decisions, anybody can run, but obviously the DNC is juggling probably what looks to be about 30 candidates that are going to want to try to do this.
Kirsten Gillibrand is in that, too.
She's official, yep.
Yeah, she's official, too. And
how about Monica Lewinsky? Let's have Monica Lewinsky run for president.
One commentary that just as the person on the other side of the aisle that I think is really a crazy testament to where we are, the sign of the times, is that Kamala Harris is having to apologize because she's a prosecutor. Big questions exist as to whether or not a prosecutor can represent the Democratic Party. And Kirsten Gillibrand has had to apologize because she supported a wall and she was tough on immigration. I think the fact that we're apologizing for this kind of stuff is really troubling to me. That if I were a member of the Democratic Party, I would be very troubled by that because there is nothing wrong
with prosecuting criminals.
A lot of
Republicans are apologizing for stuff that they've done too. It's just everybody. It's a weak. We said a few minutes ago it's the best system, strongest system in the world, but it really is. It is weak in many respects. I thought it was interesting that Schultz said he doesn't like the idea. He doesn't like any of the ideas. It looks like he doesn't like a lot of the major ideas. Quality health care, free. He says that's ridiculous. The country can't afford that. I thought that was, nobody ever addresses things like
that. Also a finance guy, too. So, he's not just coming from a business aspect. He's also coming from a financial one. So, it makes sense.
So is he trouble for the Democratic Party? That's the question that people would be sort of mulling over.
He would strip away the moderate Democrats because the Democratic Party has pushed so far left, and I think that they will have a leftist candidate running against Trump because I don't think they'll be able to help themselves. And so for people in the center of the country who see an independent and who see Howard Schultz, they don't like Trump. They think that the candidate on the Democratic side is too far left. I think he could absolutely be a threat to a Democratic candidate.
Yeah. All right, so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads. It's 15 past the hour as we start another healthy hour of conversation here on the DJV Show. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. If you get you on track, they want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180. Calitrin, one of the best ways, if not the best way, the healthiest way anyway, to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely. The major ingredient in Calitrin is collagen, and collagen is the protein that helps you build more muscle and so many things that are dependent on collagen to make them all work well. They are all affected to the plus side when you're using Calitrin. So go to toploss.com. You get a special deal if you check the box for DJV. The DJV program, happy to promote this product because it works. It's called Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, and you get it only online by going to toploss.com if you mention the DJV program. And as a matter of fact, when you buy three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Check that box for DJV. Go to toploss.com for Calitrin.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupon. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. A couple of people in the news. Prince Philip has sent a letter apologizing to the woman who was in that crash on January 17th, Emma Fairweather. That's typical British name. Emma Fairweather, a passenger who suffered a broken wrist after the Duke hit the car she was in. The driver of the vehicle suffered cuts to her knees. Dear Mrs. Fairweather, I would like you to know how very sorry I am for my part in the accident at the Bangbury Crossroads. The apology of the prince arrived 6 days after his car flipped over. Okay, so there we go.
That was kind of the weird part of that is that that woman, I guess, was interviewed several times and was very upset that the prince hadn't apologized for causing the accident. And then 2 days after the accident, you know, he was famously seen driving without a seatbelt again. So she was not
happy with it. I'm not trying to be mean, but
I don't know.
All right, here's
97.
97. Yeah. Megan Neely, do you know who she is?
No.
Whipped up the news media, social media. She is the director of graduate studies at Duke University. And she sent an email out over the weekend telling some of the new international students who are coming to the school to speak English. Most of the time, all of the time. And so some of the Chinese students started a social media campaign, apparently, because they don't want to speak English, I guess. She said it was something to think about, and so did a lot of other people. But Chinese students were speaking very loudly about in Chinese in one of the common areas, and she didn't think that that was appropriate or practical, so she sent the email out. Everybody's got something to say about everything. I think she's probably, you know, if you're going to be here as a student, although, you know, if you're all together and you're here as a group, maybe.
If you're in a common area, though, I mean, if you're in class, I understand speaking that, but if you're just in your downtime, why should you have to?
Right.
Well, she didn't say you had to. She just suggested that it might be something
that was
to do.
Inappropriate that you don't. I mean, that's what it sounds like she suggested.
Well, to commit to using English 100% of the time, she said. That's what she said in her comments, and that's what got 1,900 signatures to have her get booted out of her job. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hunt collectors, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Music, music, music. We love music of all sizes, shapes, and maybe not all of it. I guess we can leave Cardi B at home. But now we have Ed Sheeran to thank for a good mood. It looks like, Kara, you're, I know, his biggest fan. Ed Sheeran has got a new project. Not music. That's the surprise. He's launching his own acoustic guitar brand with guitar maker Loudon, whose small models he frequently uses on stage. He said there are fewer guitar brands and fewer artists using guitars these days, and not as many youngsters picking up guitars. I'm surprised to see that. You see guitars on the stage with any and all performances that I've seen, anyway, of late. Sheeran said that there's something I'd like to do here to change the situation, getting these great quality guitars made in Ireland into the hands of youngsters and encouraging them to learn and progress. So he announced this new line of 8 models called the Sheeran by Loudon line. Partnership stems from a long friendship between Sheeran and the guitar company owner George Loudon, who designed the popular teeny Wee Loudon guitar in 2012 at the request of Snow Patrol frontman Gary Lightbody. It was a gift for Sheeran. His own collection offers 8 models in the company's Wee and small S sizes. In a post on Instagram, Sheeran emphasized the new line's portability, although the exact prices haven't been released yet. The company's original Wee Loudon guitar retails for $4,300. Huh? What does a guitar normally cost? I have no idea.
Well, for an acoustic guitar, that's a hefty price.
I would have thought.
Yeah.
What is it, like a just a regular 6-string guitar cost when you go into the music store to buy one?
There's a huge range. You could get ones that are practically like a toy, or you can go all the way up to, you know, thousands and thousands.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The new announcement comes at a busy time for Mr. Sheeran, kicking off the Latin American leg of his tour in Brazil next month, and his monster hit Shape of You just certified diamond. So there it is. I like that song. Love with your body. 26 after on the DJV program, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara. Now the focus on the borderline event. After those 12 people were murdered by the gunman at this country bar, Academy of Country Music's Lifting Lives initiative, the philanthropic arm of the Academy of Country Music, will host a benefit concert featuring Jimmy Allen, Trace Adkins, Cassidy Pope, and more, raising money for the families of the victims. Concert taking place at Thousand Oaks Civic Center. Where is that? Just off the 101, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in Ventura County. It's right off the 101. It's right above, Thousand Oaks was the community where Borderline was located. Right. I actually tried to go to this concert. There are still seats available, but the tickets are about $500 a piece.
Woo!
Yeah, so a little pricey to get a good seat, but I was very interested in going.
Yeah, February 11th, they're having it. The proceeds from the show, also having, by the way, Charles Esten, Tyler Rich, Runaway Jane, donated to the Ventura County Community Foundation, the Victims Fund. The Borderline Strong Concert is the latest in a series of country music benefits staged in response to gun violence over the past couple of years, and something that we all probably ought to be focusing a little bit more on. In November, country artists including Dierks Bentley, Florida Georgia Line's Tyler Hubbard, teamed up with the Tom's Apparel Company for a new End Gun Violence Together campaign, with Hubbard challenging his fellow country stars to speak up against gun violence, that problem. Borderline Live, again, tickets on sale, as Victoria said, for the performance on February the 11th. Now, also, Lifting Lives is collecting donations for families through a nonprofit, Help for Thousand Oaks. Help, the number for thousandoaks.com. All one word. Help for thousandoaks.com. So, another fundraiser paying attention to some of tragedies of
the United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The federal government shut down, as hundreds of thousands of federal workers who've been working without getting paid or who were staying home during that partial shutdown are heading back to work today with pay, the longest shutdown in U.S. history, officially ending on Friday when President Trump signed a short-term funding measure, but he says if there's no deal on border security by February 15th, the government could shut down again. The man accused of a killing spree in Louisiana over the weekend is now under arrest, captured yesterday. 21-year-old Dakota Terrio is accused of killing three of Crystal DeYoung's relatives.
I lost my baby brother. I lost my niece and my nephew.
Theriault is accused of earlier killing his parents. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
From SkyPass Entertainment comes The Least of These, the Graham Stain story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Staines operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Talk on this show. That's Kara's quote. How do you like that, boys and girls? It's 34 after the hour, DJV time with, we have actually here in this program, you're very fortunate, all of you listening, because you have four for the price of one. All those other shows have one person? No. Do we have two? No. Do we have three? No, we have four. Voices, mostly of reason. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Hi, Victoria. Let's have a little proof of how reasonable you are.
Okay, I don't even know what that means. But anyway, we're talking about trending news. And so cancer drugs and the prices associated with them is something that is on the top of people's minds thanks to a brand new report out from the World Health Organization. That the researchers at WHO found that the cost of researching and developing a cancer drug doesn't usually correlate with how much pharmaceutical companies end up charging.
I know.
No one should be surprised by this. They cited data from the Journal of the American Medical Association. The report says that cancer medications that they studied, on average, $14.50. This is how much of a profit the companies are making. So for every dollar they spend to create the drug, they're making $14.50. The report says that higher price tags are affecting patients, resulting in some people without health insurance not getting any cancer treatment at all. And so the World Health Organization estimates an early-stage breast cancer patient's medications could cost as much as the average American makes in 2 years.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's terrible. Higher health costs are also an issue with President Trump's administration. He held a roundtable last week, and they're trying to figure out how to rework the U.S. drug pricing system and potentially slash some health costs for consumers. And the cost of prescription drugs is something that we've been talking about in this country for such a long time. And if you don't have any health insurance and you have to get even antibiotics, it's sometimes pretty astounding. You get a sticker shock.
And then when you're
in cancer treatment and things like that, people have gone completely bankrupt trying to cure cancer.
Yeah, more people declare bankruptcy because of medical work than any other reason for declaring bankruptcy in this country.
It's true.
It's ridiculous.
Yep.
It's outrageous.
Shouldn't be that way.
Nope. Sure as heck shouldn't. All right. Here's something that's good for those of you who are chewing on things and you want to chew on something that's really good. And this brings us back to a conversation we were having in the last half hour about the situation at the bar in Bakersfield. Wasn't it Bakersfield? It was close to Bakersfield, Jennifer, right? No, it was Thousand Oaks, sorry. Thousand Oaks.
Oh, yeah. I was like, which bar are you talking about? You're talking about Borderline. Yeah.
So here's the story of an anonymous donor who's given $62,000 to ensure that the Las Vegas shooter's guns have been completely destroyed. I wonder why that hasn't been done. The shooter's guns, they still are in existence, and people are wondering, I guess, I don't know who's wondering whether they should be sold, but this guy says, no, I'll give you $62,000 to make sure that the guns are destroyed. The attorneys,
I think there was a petition from some of the families of the victims to have the guns destroyed because they could be auctioned off, I think, from the police department. And
really?
A lot of the family's victims said that they will always be that guy, I don't even want to say his name, the shooter. Yeah. They'll always be known and connected as his guns. And I think a lot of people just felt like having that type of karma, if you want to call it that, out in the universe is just it's kind of like a, you know, rubbing salt in the wound.
The donor told the New York Times that he simply wanted to alleviate some of the pain, understandable, for the victims' families. He only stipulated that the money was for the guns. They must be destroyed. So it's like he buys them and tells somebody to destroy them. Which I said, well, why isn't that done after every crime?
You would think, right?
When a gun is taken into, once it's used as evidence, why isn't it just destroyed? Why would there be any question about saving the gun or having somebody profit from selling, as we've just suggested here, the gun at an auction? That seems wholly unreasonable and unpleasant, doesn't it? Doesn't it seem, it seems
it sounds wrong. Unholy. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds wrong.
Yep.
Mm. Wrong, wrong. All right, speaking of things that are wrong, parents in New York, upstate New York community, calling today for the resignation of a couple of school employees. Parents claim that the employees told four 12-year-old girls that they had to take all their clothes off because they were suspected of using drugs. Students' parents accused the assistant principal and the school nurse in Binghamton, which is a town where this radio program airs, mid-state New York, of traumatizing the daughters during this strip search. School employees allegedly searched the girls because they appeared hyper and giddy. What a shock. A 12-year-old girl appears hyper and giddy. These people are ass blanks. Are they not? The kids 12 years old use drugs like that?
They can.
So what do you think of this? Is this me? Am I being outraged for no reason? Is this possible? Or why would you have kids? Does this happen in other schools?
I'm just concerned. I don't understand the strip search naked part. I don't even. That's just.
Well, I think that was the question.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I find this disturbing.
Yeah, pretty bizarre. And they were all black girls, I think, too, if I'm not mistaken. All right, anyway. If you ever wondered why the flight attendant with the drink cart took forever to reach your row, there's a good chance it's because somebody was holding up the process by ordering this one drink. All right, so this is a word to the wise. For the traveler in need of a drink, don't order a Diet Coke on a plane because it apparently takes longer to pour it than other drinks. You're saying to yourself, huh?
I know, that doesn't seem right.
The average airplane cabin is pressurized to the equivalency of about 8,000 feet instead of sea level. So soft drinks foam up more quickly when they're poured out of a can. Who the hell studied this? According to a lot of flight attendants, the worst culprit is Diet Coke. Flight attendants have to turn the can upside down completely into the cup and then lift it and tilt it slightly to pour it out faster without worrying about the foam spilling over the top.
Or they just throw a can at you and then it sprays all over the passenger.
Right.
I've had that happen.
I've had, and it's really very interesting. I'm now going to rag on American a little bit because I am so sick of this, spending thousands of dollars with them and getting treated. Yesterday, when I had my circumstance having to come back for to take care of Daisy because she's sick and in the hospital, I had to change my flight. So they have a rule that if you're a certain, I'm what they call Platinum Pro, which is a fairly elevated point in their hierarchy of passengers that support the airline. So I called to change the flight. And my original flight was to be leaving this on 6 o'clock in the morning, so I wanted to leave at 1 o'clock in the afternoon the day before. Well, you can't do that. I said, I just changed a flight the week before from 1 o'clock one day to 1 o'clock the next. It's in the 24-hour window. She said, no, you can only change it for the same time in the next 24-hour period. You can't change it to another flight in the 24-hour. Now, can anybody explain to me how that makes any sense whatsoever? You can change the flight.
If you need to move your flight...
Yeah.
You can only, like, let's say you were supposed to leave at 9 o'clock. You can only take the next day's 9 o'clock flight?
Yes. According to American Airlines, that's it. Right.
I've never heard of that.
I know.
That makes no sense.
You see how stupid it is? And this is the continuing wheel of changes that people have to go through that tear their hair out. So I had to cancel. It was cheaper for me to cancel the rest of the ticket and buy a new one at today, at the price that was in existence then, than it was for me to screw around with $200 for this, $90 for that, $80, you know, it's just, they're killing themselves, man. These airlines are just absolutely killing themselves with this stuff. My son and I were talking about it yesterday. I've been flying American since I went to college, JetBlue is looking pretty good to me.
It's so funny you say JetBlue because in my mind I was just thinking I've never had a problem. I've had to move stuff with JetBlue, never had a problem.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, if American and other airlines are going to be that terrible, then they're just going to take themselves out of the game. And everyone's going to, someone needs to come up with another JetBlue type airline because JetBlue alone isn't enough. There should be more airlines that are just like it.
I agree. 45 after the hour, you're listening to the ever-loving DJV program.
This report is brought to you by Toyota. Toyota introduces the new 2019 Corolla hatchback. The fun-to-drive model evokes style without compromise while boosting Toyota's newest, most technologically advanced features in a small car. With its lengthy list of standard features that includes Intune 3.0 with Apple CarPlay and Amazon Alexa connectivity, a revised sport-tuned suspension, and Toyota Safety Sense 2.0, Corolla hatchback strikes a resounding chord with drivers who value authenticity, utility, safety, and style. Peter Greenberg, Emmy-winning investigative reporter.
I grew up driving a small stick-shift car with no power. It was a struggle. But what I've discovered with the Corolla hatchback is a powerful manual transmission car with surprising balance. It's fun to drive and can actually haul all of my stuff for a road trip that gets me there and back on just one tank of gas, not to mention accessibility to the affordable destinations I write about.
For more, visit Toyota.com.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose after a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track, and they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen, which is the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Prevagen, good for your memory and good for your mind. All right, so we were yakking away here about making America great again, or numbers. What did Tom Brokaw say? I want to follow up that. You were saying Tom Brokaw was all over social media because he said something about brown babies or grand babies or something. What did he stick his foot in?
Well, he was on Meet the Press on Sunday, and he said that Hispanics should work harder at assimilation. And so then the other part of that, he said that many Republicans fear the rise of a new constituency in American politics because of immigrants coming here who then end up registering as Democrats to vote. Yeah. The third thing he said was, I hear people say, well, I don't know whether I want brown grandbabies. And he said, quote, that's part of it. And he said it's the intermarriage that's going on in the cultures that are conflicting with each other.
There's a lot of that. But I think that everybody ought to look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics report this past month. 5% or 4.9 actually, Latino unemployment 4.9%, which is the record in this country for low unemployment for Latinos. So why would they all be voting for Trump if that's the case?
His approval rating with them is up 19%.
Is it really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Pit time, 53 after the hour now. Doug Steffen with Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, here to answer your questions. You can send them along to me or to Tom, tom@moneypit.com, doug@dougsteffen.com. Bob in Michigan has just moved to a new apartment, Tommy, and he's wondering what he can do to keep his apartment's heating costs down while at the same time trying to stay warm and cozy. What's the story?
Well, you know, it's a challenge because you don't own the place, so you can't do any kind of renovations, right? It's not like you can beef up the insulation. But there are a few things you can do. You know, today with smart home technology, Bob, you could actually replace that thermostat in the house as long as you keep the old one and can put it back in and put one in that's going to be able to raise that heat and lower it based on the activity in the house. That will help. The windows are always a challenge. And for windows, the heavier the drape or the window covering, the better. Because what happens is, even though perhaps maybe the air is not getting through, you get this sort of convective loop when heat sort of hits the cold glass and falls. It makes you feel very uncomfortable. So a heavier drape or a cellular type window shade kind of looks like a honeycomb. That gives you sort of a barrier between the glass and all of that warm air that's moving around your place. That can actually help make you a lot more comfortable. And if you got a window that's super drafty, really has a lot of holes in it, maybe you're in an old house, there is a product that's like a removable caulk. It's called temporary weather stripping, and it comes out of a tube like caulk. It's sort of rubbery, but you can seal the window shut with this stuff, and then in the spring, you can peel it off, and the whole thing comes off like in one or two pieces. So those types of improvements you can easily do whether you're in a home or an apartment. I just want to caution you on that weather stripping product. You don't want to put that on a window that you might have to open in the event of an emergency like a fire, because it will seal it shut.
Mm-hmm. All right. I have found the Money Pit Home Improvement newsletter that goes out every week. You can sign up for it at Money Pit News. What is it? Newsletter at MoneyPit.com.
The yeah, tips just go to the Money Pit website, right, and so you'll sign up right there.
Yeah. You have tips there to make your home pet-friendly. I've just found out my dog, Daisy May, is in the vet clinic. Been there since yesterday, overnight. She has something blocking her intestines, and it may be something that I didn't have any clue was around the house that wasn't something, you know, she hasn't gotten into it, but she may have gotten into something. And so it underscores why you need to keep things off the floor that your pet could get at. And that's one of the things that these tips that you're suggesting at MoneyPit.com in the newsletter makes it a very practical read, your newsletter, I think.
Yeah, and also, you know, things, material choices that you make when you're decorating your house, like, for example, textured walls. You know, you might not think that's a factor when you come to your pets, but these walls can become stained from coming in contact with your pet's fur, and cats are, like, notorious for, like, rubbing against textured walls. I mean, you want to choose your flooring carefully, so you choose flooring that can stand up to muddy paws and claws, and same thing with furniture. You know, the types of materials you choose for furniture have an impact on how well it stands up and whether it's going to work well for your pets. I mean, they live there, too. So you have to think about that when you make
very important. Yep. All right, here's Rick listening down in Mississippi who wants to know if putting in replacement windows is a do-it-yourself job. I guess it depends on how good you are at doing things yourself.
Yeah, because you want to do it yourself, but you don't want to do it to yourself if you mess up.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay, so first of all, understand that replacement windows are all custom made for the size window space they're going into. And a pro will take out your old window and measure the opening and then order a new one. Well, they'll order it first before they take it out. Yeah, they measure the inside space, and that's going to vary based on the manufacturer of the replacement window. So it has to be done right, because if it's not done right, you're going to end up paying for a window that just doesn't fit, right, Doug? So you have to be careful about that, and that's one of the reasons to lean on a pro. The process itself is not difficult. You know, you take out the upper and the lower sash, and you leave the jams, and then the new replacement window fits inside of that, and it's attached and sealed and caulked and insulated, and then you re-trim around it. So it's not hard to do if you're a good do-it-yourselfer, but, man, you got to get that measurement right, and so just make sure you approach that very carefully, because if that window shows up and doesn't fit or it's too big, you're going to have bought a window that you just didn't need.
Wow. All right, let's see here. Well, I was going to try to squeeze one more question in, but I think the clock is ticking, and I'd best not. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Check out that newsletter at MoneyPit.com. 59 past the hour on the DJV Show.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.